家好。Today, we are bringing you another mini-sode. If you could spare 5 minutes, then you can learn a fun new Chinese expression with us and start using it right away.
好的，每次五分钟，轻松学中文。欢迎大家又来到我们的节目。
All right, so today, because we're in the middle of the holiday seasons, we thought we needed to talk about something food-related.
是的，是的，快要过节了。作为一个资深吃货，我感到很兴奋。
All right, 你说到一个很有意思的词，资深吃货。And now, 吃货 is a foodie. I have heard this before. We've talked about this actually in one of our episodes, the 招牌菜episode, signature dishes. So 吃货 is a foodie, but what in the world is a 资深吃货？
资深就是指的是你非常 experienced, 你是一个 senior。所以这个资深吃货用中文来说就是你比吃货还吃货。
You're a foodie's foodie, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that in English we would often refer to this as being kind of a snob. Like if I wanted to say I'm a wine snob, I'm maybe a beer snob, I'm a coffee snob. We don't normally say food snob.But I feel like that's where this is going. If you say 资深吃货, like I know so much about food and I'm really picky and I care a lot about what I eat, that kind of thing.
是的，是的。所以说，你看，就是我们有感恩节的大餐，然后有圣诞节大餐，有新年大餐，我们每个大餐都可以大吃特吃一下。
Right, exactly. Okay, so you said two other really interesting words. One is...大餐, which is a feast, I believe, right? So we have a Thanksgiving feast, we have Christmas feast, and we have a New Year's feast, right? 大餐, so fourth tone, first tone. And whenever we sit down to one of these 大餐, we are likely to feast, to eat a lot, to pig out. And you just said what that was, which is, what is that again?
大吃特吃.
Okay, so 大吃, big eat, 特. This was hard for me, actually. 特吃, so 特别, and then 吃. Can you say it one more time?
大吃特吃.
So big eat, especially eat, I guess, is how I would translate that, right?
是的.
Okay.
意思就是不停地吃,吃很多,大吃特吃.
Okay, to pig out. Can you use that in a sentence?
今年的感恩节大餐,我要大吃特吃。因为我的朋友家经常有很多好吃的饭。
Okay, so you could very simply say, 我要大吃特吃, right? I want to, or not really I want to, I'm going to eat a lot.
对,是的。
Okay, so after you eat a lot, after you totally pig out, what are you likely to say?
唉,有的时候我们吃了很饱的一顿饭,大吃特吃了以后,然后我们会觉得，哎呀，这个吃的太多了，要快要吃到嗓子眼儿了。
Okay, so this is a good one too. 吃到嗓子眼儿了。So eat until my throat is full, basically. But,
yes.
Yeah, but that's not what 眼儿 means. What is 眼儿?
Kind of like the top of your throat. Like you can't fit any other food anymore.
Okay.
Like you're full, you're completely full, 100%, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like all the food is like from your stomach going all the way up your food pipe and up into your throat. That's how much food is there. That's how much you've eaten.
是的。
Okay, I like that expression.
然后等我们过了节再去担心减肥的事儿吧。
Yes, 等到明年才担心我们的体重问题。
对。
Always.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and just to put a finer point on that, 吃到嗓子眼了, I think it means I ate so much I'm about to explode. I think that's kind of how we'd say it.
好的,所以我们今天学了几个新的词,一个是资深吃货。
Okay, so a food snob, basically.
大吃特吃。
Okay, to pig out, to feast.
大餐。
A feast.
吃到嗓子眼了。
To eat so much, you're about to explode. All right, and I hope that really doesn't happen to anyone out there. And until next time, guys, 再见。
好的，再见。